Over the last few years, we've had our income has stayed flat or static. Last year, we had significant financial challenges with increases to pension contributions, national insurance contributions. In addition to that, I've got a highly skilled staff team, and we've got a good performance management system, and they move up through their performance management through their pay bands. So, staff costs have increased. Normal cost of living rises have been in place. This year, we had additional pension contribution increases. In addition to that, we've got to fund £20,000 approximately for the apprenticeship levy. We've had a slight reduction in our place funding, and we have funding for students' individual needs, and the judgment is that some of the students going out to those coming in, their value, that there's a lower value for that, and that's right, for that. But when you put it all together, if we did nothing at this point by 2020, we'd be about £450,000 in deficit. We have, over the last couple of years, made significant inroads into reducing potentially forecasted deficits. We restructured our school day last year so that we didn't need as many teaching hours. Since September 2015, we've had a reduction in over 350 staff hours. That's support staff that cover teaching assistants, mentors, kitchen staff, and teachers. And we've managed that really well, and we've maintained the quality of our education. But a number of our students have significant needs, and that means that we have to have a staff resource to support them. And we were faced, as a leadership team, as a head teacher and governors, with, if we do nothing, then actually we're going to have to make a significant number of staff redundant. And for us, that would be over 20 teaching assistants or, 8 teachers. If we did that, we would not be able to provide the quality of education we do at Selly Oak, and we wouldn't be able to keep our staff and students safe and maintain our learning environment. So we thought outside of the box, and we've already put in place an outreach program. We sell out some speech and language service. We sell out an autism service, some management consultancy, to generate income. In September, we'll have reduced our minibus fleet by one minibus. We won't be paying to go to the local swimming pool, so we won't be funding those swimming lessons. We've renegotiated every single contract you can imagine can be renegotiated, from photocopiers through to paper. We've had staff consultations on how we save money and how we generate income. We've had a member of staff has done a sterling job linking up with sort of businesses to bring money in so we can still do development work. Tomorrow we open our new food technology room, and that's been totally refurbished by the co-op, who's one of our trust partners. So we're looking at every opportunity, but ultimately, staff costs, I said earlier, we've got those over 350 hours less, but it costs me £149,000 a year more to have less staff. And I don't know what's going to happen next year. There may be another pension increase. I do know that my staff team are really good and will pass their performance management and will move up their pay grades. When you project all that in place, something's got to change. But it's really, really important that our students are supported while they're in the lessons and during their social times at both breaks and lunch times.
So what precisely is the plan? What are you going to do?
So the plan at this point is that in September, the school day will be reduced by half an hour per day. That means that for all staff that are directly related to, except teachers that are directly related to delivering support to students during the school day, will have their hours reduced by 2.5 hours per week. As a teacher, we allocate planning preparation time, a PPA, and we also give time to the middle leaders for their management responsibilities. With the time at the start and end of day, some of those responsibilities will be shared, some of those jobs will be done, which means more of the teachers will have more hours in front of the students, ultimately meaning that we would then need less teachers. So that, again, another saving there. Mm. We've also put in place, we've got a member of the senior team that is on maternity leave next year. We're not replacing her for that year. So we've looked at where we can save money. All of that, if everything gets put in place that we've planned, then that means that we've got a balanced budget for next year.
Are there days when you feel more like an accountant than a teacher?
I think as a head teacher, you know, you are a senior manager in a business, and you know my prime aim is the quality of learning, and you know quality doesn't come cheap, and so sometimes you have got to have a financial eye all the time. I wouldn't say I'm an accountant and scrutinise every penny, but what I would say is I examine it as a manager does and gets good value for money.
And it's something that schools up and down the country are experiencing, and it's slightly different with the special needs of the students that you have here. Explain to me what you feel about the changes that you're having to make.
I think it's the impact of those changes on the individual. My students at Sally Oak, you know, face an uphill battle, you know, throughout their life. You know, more students with additional needs and disabilities don't find full-time employment. You know, it takes longer for them to learn. So taking away some of their time, it may have a bigger impact, and I don't want that. But what's really important, and I feel that if I took away their support in class, then actually their progress, they might be here for longer, but they would make less progress. And so, you know, this is not good, but it's the best option. So, you know, but we've also got to balance that against some of my young people. I've got a great long journey to school in the morning because I picked up my school transport. And actually they may be better for arriving later in the morning. And others of my young people with their additional needs really struggle with a very long school day. And so there will be some benefits for some of those. And then you balance that against the needs of the staff. And you know, when I shared with my staff team the other night that, you know, this is our plan, you know, my heart really went out to them. I've got real people losing real money with real costs rising at home. And actually, I've got a dedicated and highly skilled staff team that I'm saying, I still want to pay you the same amount per hour, but we just don't need you for as many hours. I feel it's fair, but actually it really hurts to have to make that type of decision. You know, one of the most difficult decisions I've made in my time, certainly in education.